Recently, some kindergartners in a classroom in Guernsey complained about sexual abuse from another kindergartner. It left the community at a loss for how to handle the situation. Reports of student-on-student abuse is an issue many Wyoming schools are facing more frequently. Today, we'll hear two stories on the issue. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards starts us off. A warning, this story contains details that may be disturbing to some audiences.
Renee and her husband bought a home just outside Guernsey with plans to raise a family there. FYI, we're not using their real names to protect children's identities.
We transferred with the railroad so that we could be closer to family and live in a rural community, a small community that was better to raise kids in.
They enrolled their daughter in kindergarten, and she excelled. Until a couple months ago, when her daughter told her she was inappropriately touched by a boy.
She did request that this boy be moved from her because he had been touching her butt.
Most people think adults abuse children. But actually, according to a recent report by the Associated Press, children are 7 times more likely to be assaulted by another kid on school grounds than a grown-up. It wasn't something Renee had ever considered, but immediately she and her husband went to talk to the superintendent. Turns out the teacher did move the child, but didn't inform them of the incident right away. The superintendent said the behavior was just kids being kids, not sexual. But soon after, other parents came forward, saying the same child had exposed himself on the playground, and it was caught on a security camera. Now Renee knew to ask her daughter questions.
In the end, there was another incident of even a more sexual nature that happened on the playground, but off camera.
This time, the boy had intimately touched her daughter's genitals. Again, they went to the superintendent. The school contacted the police and the Department of Family Services, who removed the child from the classroom. But a couple weeks later, the child was back in class with their daughter. He had an adult assistant with him at all times, but Renee felt it was too early, since the investigation was still ongoing. The school also asked her not to discuss the incidents with other parents to protect the accused child's privacy.
If a child gets licensed school, we're notified immediately that day, and a note is sent home that day. If a child is sexually abused at school, we can't tell anybody anything. That does not seem right.
They've now taken their daughter out of school, and so have 2 other families.
What the problem is that these policies are not written for kindergartners. These policies are definitely for an older generation that can fill out their own complaint forms, that can name witnesses and the amount of times this has happened.
Renee says younger children rely on parents and guardians to advocate for them, and that means school policies may need to change. Renee has now filed a Title IX complaint with the U.S. Department of Education. That's the law that says schools must respond promptly to sexual assaults in school and offer short-term solutions until a case is resolved. Mike Beard, the superintendent for the Platte County School District, says offering Title IX protections isn't easy.
It's a fine line we walk because it is a confidentiality and it pertains to all students.
Beard couldn't discuss the kindergarten incidents specifically, but he did agree the school's policies are geared more towards older kids. But he says the school does its best to communicate openly with parents.
We're bound by privacy and issues with students and adults. That comes across as lack of compassion, and that's not the case at all. Sometimes we have to just be factual, and unfortunately that's just the way it is.
It's kind of a pick-up and drop-off system.
That's Jennifer Davis with the Wyoming Children's Trust Fund.
We don't do a great job engaging parents in that system and having them at the table, having their voice at the table, really establishing a relationship.
Davis says more communication would help prevent incidents like the one in Guernsey from happening in the first place. Part of that is getting educators trained to spot children with sexual behavior problems and get them the help they need.
We really need to have all of our educators at all levels in our schools knowing what trauma-informed practices look like and evaluating that. Looking at these children who are expressing behavior issues, we have to get to the whys.
But Davis says it's not likely Wyoming will mandate trauma-informed training or age-appropriate sexual assault policies anytime soon.
When we push mandates down from the top, we get a lot of pushback then at your local level. When we push things up from the bottom, then sometimes there's resistance at the top. So In my opinion, I think we need to come to that middle ground.
Guernsey mom Renee says it's been confusing for the whole community.
Very mixed emotions for a parent to be upset with a child and also be worrying about him. And then your own child having to deal with this stuff with her. And it's kindergarten, for God's sake.
She says she and her husband are now deciding whether to move forward with a lawsuit. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.